We continue our learning Leilu. Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Menachem Yaakov ben Benichov Shalei. We're in Sota Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Beginning with this Perek until the end of the Masechta, we're going to be discussing different mitzvos that require Amira, that must be recited and must be expressed, must be articulated. And the question is, do they have to be done specifically in Hebrew or can they be done in any language? We begin with Parsha Sota, which can be done in any language, and therefore we get off on a tangent to discuss the other areas, other mitzvos as well. So Eilu Ne and Marin B'chol HaShon. The following we're about to list here can be said in any language that the person understands. So the first on the list is Parsha Sota. How do I know Parsha Sota? Which is what the Kohen says to the woman, as we know we write that on the Megillah. How do we know that can be done in any language? So different girsos in the Gemara. Some learn it from the Pasuk V'amar HaKohen La'isha. The Kohen says it to the woman, which is in any language it sounds like he's allowed to speak, whatever language he's comfortable with. And Rashi, based on another girsa, is va'amar el ha'isha. El ha'isha means something, it's devarim ha'nechnasim b'liba, a language she understands. So that's why it has to be done and can be done in any language. Uvidui maaser. What's confession of maaser? So in the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, a person has to make sure that if he hasn't given the maaseros properly to the people, to their recipients, to the beneficiaries, let's say maaser rishon to the Levi, maaser ani to the aniim, and maaser sheni, he's allowed it himself, but he has to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And if he didn't bring it up to Yerushalayim, the maaser sheni, up until what we call zman habiur, meaning this is what's supposed to be done in the third and the sixth year if he hasn't done them before. If it's now already Pesach of the fourth year or Pesach of the seventh year, then he has to get rid of the maaser sheni if he didn't bring it up to Yerushalayim by then. And after the Bir Masos, after this, make sure to give it to whomever he's supposed to, he then comes to the Beis HaMikdash and says the Vidui, confession. He does that at Mincha, a time, on the last day of Pesach, Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach, and the pasuk says this in Parshas Kitavo, Ki sechalel la'aseres kol ma'asar tivu aslucho b'ashana hashlishis, and you gave in asatol la'levi, la'gela, yosam al-mana, etc. Then, v'omarta, here's the vidui. Lefnei Hashem lokecha, bi'arti ha'kodesh v'na bayis, I got rid of everything and I gave it to the Levi, etc. Asisi kochal asher tzivi sani, we remember the famous pasuk, Hashkifa, nima'on kashacha min ha'shamayim, Hashem, you should look down, gaze down, uvarecha samcha Yisrael. So this vidui can be said in any language. Why? Because it says ve'amarta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. So what do I learn from ve'amarta? How does that tell me any language? So we learn a gzera shava, amira from sota. So the same way sota ve'amar hakohen la'isha or ve'amar la'isha, that ve'amar we said can mean in any language. So too this ve'amarta, when you make this confession, you can do it in any language. Next on the list that can be done in any language, Kriya Shema. As it says, Shema Yisrael, that teaches us Shema doesn't only mean to hear or to listen, it means to understand. B'chol Lashon Sh'ata Yishomea. Poskim nowadays we say, because our translations are not exact, we should try to say things in Hebrew, obviously we try to understand them, and even in times where you could recite things in other languages, even if you didn't understand Hebrew, you certainly can be you can be yotzei with Hebrew. If you're saying something in another language, you don't understand that other language, that certainly would not be okay. Okay, so today we say Kriya Shema, and we don't say it in English, we say it in Hebrew. Even if we don't understand it. Tefillah is makashas rachamim. So that's, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that tefillah can be done in any language, Shmona Esrei, because a person needs proper kavana when he davens. However, the Gemara says, only b'tzibur can you daven b'chol lashon, but a yachid should only be davening b'lashon HaKodesh. And the Meiri writes the following, and I quote, Davar zeh ein ola akev. This doesn't mean that it has to be that way. Ela shaboru lahem shebitzibur vaday boru malashon hashkuru b'fiem. I'm verus lahem b'yoser. In shul, in bitzibur, they're choosing the language that's much clearer to them. Va'kavana mitzuya lahem b'chol ofen. And being bitzibur, you're going to have kavana anyway. Aval b'yachid imata matira b'chol lashon. But if you're going to allow the person to daven in any language he wants by himself, yavar lo lashon ha'am, he he's going to choose just the language people speak, v'yibayin of kidibur stam, and it won't be like tefillah. It's not going to trigger the paralysis, the proper kavana, because he's just going to be talking in his regular language. V'yina kavanos b'tziyos bo. You're not going to have the proper kavana since you're not b'tzibur. But b'tzibur, you can daven in any language, because even if you're davening your own language, being b'tzibur gives a certain tone to the davening. But when you're davening alone, to daven in your own language in your own house, so that's going to be like you're just speaking on the street, and it's not going to have the requisite kavana. What else? Uberkas hamazon. That can also be done in any language. Why? Pasuk says ve'achalta v'savata uverachta es Hashem elokecha, and we learn uverachta b'chol lashon shata mevarach. And the Balei Atosis write the following: me'acha shahabracha v'hashavach klapei hashchina. It says uverachta es Hashem elokecha. It's facing Hashem and blessing. Tuchal levarach b'chol lashon shetirtze. You can therefore bless in any language that you want, because I know the Shekhinah is there anyway. Umin hastam b'lashon shata makir shetitein shevach rosh baruch hu b'lev shalem al hanascha. You want to speak about how much you benefited, how much pleasure, how much you enjoy the food. You want to say shevach to Hashem in the proper way. Uverachta, you should bless as Hashem lokecha, knowing Hashem is right here. I want to be able to express myself in a way that shows how much I appreciated the food. Can be done in any language. Next, ushvuas ha'edus. A person came to Edim and said, can you come and testify for me? And they made them swear. And they say, no, we deny, we swear, we don't owe you, we don't know any testimony for you. And then we find out that they really did. They're chayav a karbon. And no matter what language he used to make them swear, and they didn't admit to it, and they swore in whatever language, English, Spanish, doesn't make a difference the language they used, they testify, no, they swore we don't know any testimony, and then, of course, they admitted to it, they are chayav karbon. Doesn't matter what language of shvua sa'edus they took. V'nefesh, as the pasuk says, v'nefesh ki sechata v'shama'a, Kol Allah, Aleph Lamed Hey, and we learn from there, Vishama Kol Allah, any lashon that people hear. And Ushvuas HaPikadon, a person demanded from his friend that he should return the deposit he gave him, and the person swore, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have the Pikadon. And then he admitted to having it, he's Chayv Karban on that Shvu as well. That language of Shvua, whatever he swore falsely about, that also can be done in any language, to be Chayav. And we learn in Gzeir Shava, Techa from Shvua Seidus. It says Techa by Shvua Seidus, and there it said Vishama Kol Allah Vishama in any language you can understand or listen to. And Shvua Sapikadon is learned from Gzeir Shava, because the word Techa there appears as well. Okay, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis Ve'elu Ne'amarin B'lashon HaKodesh. The following we're about to list must be said in Hebrew. Number one, Mikra Bikurim. Person brings Bikurim, reads the Arami Oved Avi as discussed in Parshas Kisavo, and has to read that Arami Oved Avi in Hebrew. We'll explain a little bit later why that is. V'chalitza, the Yavam doesn't want to marry the Yavama, so we know that they come as discussed in Parshas Kisetze. V'alasoy v'imtoa Shara, he comes El Hazikeni V'omra, and the woman says, Me'en Yavami l'hakim l'achiv shem and then he stands up and says, I don't want to take her as a wife. And then, of course, she removes his shoe, and she says, there's a lot of talking there. Those words the Yavama and the Yavam say during the time of Chalitza must be said in Hebrew, as we'll explain. This is going to be explained in Mishnah Dalet, actually. Brachos uklalos, which the Levim said in Har Grizim and Har Evol, were also said in Lashon HaKodesh. We'll learn that in Mishnah Hay. Birkas Kohanim, as it says, Daber al Aharon vel banov leimor kosu varuchu es benesel amor lohem yivach Hashem yishmarecha, etc. That we'll learn in Mishnah Vav, why that has to be done in Hebrew. Ubirkas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the end of the Avodah, as we'll learn in Mishnah Zayin, the Kohen Gadol made it, gave a special blessing to the people. That must be done in Hebrew, that's later on. Uparshas Hamelach, which is Parshas Hakel, we'll discuss that in Mishnah Ches. Uparshas Egla Arufa, as it says, and this is also in Sefer Dvarim, the end of Parshas Shoftim. Vanu Vamru, what are the members of the Beis Din say? Where they find a dead body between two cities, and they measure, and the people from that city, they come and they bring the Egla, and they break the back of the neck. in this land where that which hasn't been planted. And what do they say? Va'anuva amru yadenu lo shafku es adam azeh ve'enin lo ra'u kaper l'amchal Yisrael shem podisa Hashem v'altitem dam lo kibikar v'amchal Yisrael. That whole phrase, we're not at fault, it's not our problem, we didn't see, etc. That is all done in Hebrew, as we'll learn later on in Mishnah, Umashuach, that's actually Perek Test. Umashuach milchama bishashu medaber la'am. The Mashuach milchama, we have this nowadays, some of the commanders of Tzal are actually reading these psukim. Umashuach milchama says, vayaki karavchem el ha-milchama v'nigash ha-kohen v'diber la'am. The Kohen, Mashuach milchama, who is the special Kohen for this purpose, and would say, Shema Yisrael, atem krevim ayom la-milchama aloi vechem, al-erach v'lavchem. You shouldn't be of weak heart, you should strengthen yourself. And he would say this as well in Lashon HaKodesh, and we'll learn this in the 8th Perek.